Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS, just about 4:05. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Hey, just a reminder, summer forecast coming up Thursday the 20th, right here on KMOX.
Look, I got to tell you something, and I mean this with every cell in my body. I cannot believe it's time. I feel, if you ask me, my gut reaction would be, we did the spring forecast 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That's
I know.
How it feels. What's going on and with 2021?
The weather is not, it's been,
well, that's true.
Due to the blackberry winter, it has been so cool. We walked the other evening to the playground with the kids, and we were in jackets and pants, and like my wife said, it feels like it's the fall. It feels like we're getting ready for winter because we're pulling out the winter clothes to go to the playground in the evening. And so that's, I think, kind of playing into everybody's mindset as well. It doesn't feel like summer's right around the corner, but it is.
No, doesn't even feel like spring, though it does today, certainly felt and looked like spring.
So, Dave, nice today, young Phoebe Glover is going to Six Flags tomorrow. How bad's it going to be?
What time?
All day. Done by about 6.
Oh, okay. She'll get a shower or two, but she's got to have plenty of dry time, too.
Good. How bad does it get tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, it looks like, you know, again, a couple of showers tomorrow. 70 degrees. We'll take that. No all-day rain. Saturday evening, there'll be a couple of showers around. Big Nelly concert out in St. Charles, by the way. And then an increase in showers, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight, Saturday night, especially after midnight, we should start to see an increase. Sunday, a lot of clouds, some showers, some non-severe thunderstorms anytime on Sunday. But again, no all-day rain. It's a springtime pattern, 72. And in this unsettled springtime wet pattern, Sunday night, Monday, and Tuesday of next week. But the cold weather of the blackberry winter is now over.
Nice. So are we going to have any appreciable sun next week, or is it going to be pretty dark?
I think after we get through Tuesday, we'll start to see some sun.
Okay, that's good.
And pretty good temperatures. I would not be surprised if we hit 80 degrees at some point next week.
All right.
It's better than my phone told me.
And about time.
Always
about
is.
About time, right? Mm. No kidding.
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Since Dave brought up Nelly, have any of you guys ever met Nelly?
I have met Nelly. Yes.
Is he nice?
He was exceedingly nice. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a very awesome. Nice guy.
He was
very nice guy.
I said he seems like he'd be awesome.
He was. He was incredibly polite and courteous and really seemed to care about
St. Louis.
Yeah. No, like when he met me, I'd say it's about 50-50. 50% of the celebrities I've met, and I've met almost all of them, are very dismissive. Very much like, oh, yeah, hey, mm-hmm. hey. And then the other half really engage with you. Mm-hmm. And he was in the good half, for sure.
Yeah, he just did something with Crown Candy. Discovery Plus has a show called Restaurant Recovery, and they were visiting Crown Candy, and Nelly showed up. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's really supportive of
St. He and Andy Cohen are both great with that.
I've actually gotten into his music over the last 2 months.
Really?
It's really, really bizarre for Dave Murray to say that.
Do you like when I like when he does like a country crossover. Like
I like that. I like all his references to St. Louis in a lot of his music.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
You should see if you can make a cameo appearance on.
Yeah.
Dave, you've got that.
I have contacts.
Exactly. Yeah. You could do it.
Rach, what else got?
Okay, so we're all very excited that the CDC has lifted, you know, the requirements to wear. I'm phrasing this wrong. The CDC has said if you are fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, which is great news. It means we're moving forward in life. But pretty much as soon as I got that news, I thought of this story that I saw the other day. There were three freshmen at the University of Massachusetts who have been suspended and unable to finish the semester because they went to an outdoor party and posted photos without masks on. So I guess University of Massachusetts is very, very strict with the kids on campus, saying, like, you need to be masked up at all times. If you're out doing stuff and we catch you, you're going to be in really big trouble. So these three kids have been suspended. It's $16,000 per semester, and the families will not be refunded that money. Whew. And it was an outdoor party.
That is rough.
So, which the CDC long ago, weeks ago, said
was fine.
Outdoor
yeah.
was okay.
That's rough.
Yeah, so they were still following CDC guidelines.
So UMass banned outdoor exercise and implemented stay-at-home orders in February, and they've been under it ever since. So these girls went to a party, a photo was posted to social media, someone screenshot it and sent it to administrators, and they were just like, you're out of here, goodbye. I wonder if there will be any reconsideration for that decision, considering the CDC just said, you're all good. Now, whether or not these girls are vaccinated, they're outdoors, you know.
What's sad about it is, if you know, breaking a rule is breaking a rule, and I'm assuming they knew about the rule, they made a choice, but they were safe the whole time. Like, we all are, I think most of our intuition was you were okay outside, and now it turns out the whole time you were. So it's really sad that you're kicked out of school and you or your parents are out all this money when you were actually not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you're not doing anything like morally wrong.
Right.
So wonder if that will be revisited. I Googled it. I haven't seen anything else come up. I also wanted to bring up, have you guys been following the story of the tiger that was loose in Houston?
Yes.
So it happened.
No, bless you. And bless you.
So a couple days ago, there was a tiger that got loose. It was an exotic pet owner. Dave, do you know how he originally got out? Was it the pet owner was being irresponsible, or was it he was being arrested for? Oh, well, yeah.
That I don't know. Supposedly the tiger is like 8 months old, 9 months old. It's big. It's a big thing. Yeah. And the lawyer of this guy is saying that even though he came out and grabbed the tiger who was outside and brought him inside when the police came, the lawyer's saying this guy doesn't own the tiger.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, yeah, almost anybody would just go, hey, I'm going to go grab that tiger by the collar and bring him inside.
Right. So there's video of the tiger prowling around Houston. It's pretty amazing, similar to our bear situation the other day. But I guess what happened was they confiscated the tiger, and then the tiger was stolen after they took it out of the home. So the tiger is missing yet again.
Right.
And now Carol Baskin of Tiger King fame is offering a reward. Yeah, she's offering a $5,000 reward to the person who finds the missing tiger. But there are some strings attached to that $5,000 reward. You have to give the tiger over to a sanctuary that is accredited by the Global Federation of Sanctuaries. I don't know why that name makes me laugh.
Sounds like the dodgeball thing.
And the finder must cooperate with law enforcement in a manner that will convict both the buyer and seller involved in of the tiger. I know. It just makes you really sad.
This guy, he's a kid, really. He's in his 20s, I think. He's been linked to other exotic animals in his house. And he's out on bond on a murder charge.
Damn.
Absolutely crazy.
But there is a tiger walking around an American city right now.
Yes.
In somebody's basement.
Yeah.
Well, right. But it's, yeah.
It's still nuts. There's an unaccounted for tiger.
There's an unaccounted for tiger in Houston.
Yeah. And we thought we were doing well with the bear. We thought we were getting all the attention. But it's really going down in Houston.
Kevin's going to fly down. And
yeah.
After the bear stories.
He really was covering that.
He was living it.
Well, after he came on the show, I kept seeing stories like, there's a bear. It's out. I'm like, there's another bear? But no, it was the same bear the whole time.
What's the deal with Ford's new patent?
Yeah, so Ford has patented something that would allow companies to buy advertising time on your screen in your car. All these new cars have a screen where you see what music's playing, et cetera, et cetera. They've purchased a patent that would let companies, you drive past a billboard, and it would digitally, like, insert the ad into your car, and it's going to play.
I really hope they don't do that.
I hope so, too.
No, don't want that.
I just bought
don't
a Bronco. I own a Bronco, and I have a real Bronco in the way with a 12-inch screen, and I don't want one single ad.
Well, just because they bought the patent doesn't mean that they're going to do it. But if they do it, to me, it's like, treat me with some dignity. I'm in my own car. What I should be able to not be exposed to advertising in the property that I own. You shouldn't be able to force anything on me.
What about distracted driving?
Yeah,
that's
such
a major concern,
too. Like, don't text. But they're going to sanding down a surfboard.
No, I'm not doing anything. But you know
what? That's funny because I just stopped.
they're going to make a case that if you listen to radio, if you listen to Camo X in your car, you're getting ads. So why not?
Yeah, but you're not taking your eyes off the road.
Yeah,
true.
I can't look. I know billboards have been around since roads have been around. But I say it all the time. I can't believe billboards are legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are some very like we've said. The point of the billboard is
to distract you.
Yeah, draw your attention to it so you look at it.
Right.
And then if you, like, I pay for Apple Music so I can listen to as much music as I want without a single ad. I pay for that. If they're going to insert an ad into that experience because I drove past a billboard, that's not fair. Or to people who are driving in silence.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And if you
crazy.
And if they put in an option to turn that off.
But you have to pay for it.
But everybody has to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody would turn it off, right? Nobody's leaving that on.
Right.
Then it's worthless to the
advertiser. The patent,
It's worthless to the advertiser because nobody uses it.
Right, Demi Lovato's under your skin again?
Well, Demi Lovato is teaming up with, like, Discovery or something. I wish I had the story out in front of me. But she's going to go UFO hunting. And I said, get the heck out of here, Demi Lovato. Leave this to the experts. Come on.
No. Like the guy from Blink 182.
Yeah, but at least he has a long history of being super into it. To me, Demi is just trying real
She's
hard
just
to
jumping
seem
on the
cool.
trend.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were in the same room as her for more than 5 minutes, I would cut myself.
I have no
Tell us how you really feel, Dave.
I'm just saying. I can't even, like, they'll do ads for her. And I can't even watch them.
Well, she has an amazing publicist because even when she does something wrong, they try to bury it with 45 positive stories about, like, her new haircut or something. So she's definitely overexposed, Miss Lovato.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, guys.
422 DGS. Coming up, we have Scott Cooper, former Cardinal, Kevin Wheeler. Happy Friday to you. If you haven't tried 98.7 FM, it could completely change the way you listen to KMOX. I used to listen to KMOX in 1120. The signal would bug me like it bugged some of you. And so we went out and we bought 98.7. Okay, I bought it. God, I didn't want to put that out there. I bought it. 98.7. And if you are anywhere between Wentzville and Collinsville, check it out because I don't think you'll ever switch off of that again. You guys hip to the Cyber Force?
No, what's that?
Oh,
is it the sixth branch of the military?
You're absolutely correct.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Real people, real Congress people are saying that we
because
need...
Because of the pipeline.
Yes, we need to add the cyber force to the array of military branches.
Wouldn't whatever that is fall under one of the responsibility
they
of an
existing... They probably each have their own... But they're saying that we need to take everyone from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. We need to put them all in one spot because they think, that the warfare of the future is going to be primarily digital.
Well, yeah.
I would think that there's already
obvious.
Not even like a branch of the military, but like it's either like
Homeland Security.
The Homeland Security Department or the CIA or something like that.
I think they want to make it cooler.
That already protects.
I think that's what they want
to
do.
Like to recruit people?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think they want it to be a thing. Like, oh, did you hear that Molly joined the Cyber Force?
Can we get a different name for it? I don't love the Cyber Force.
Do you love Space Force?
I think it's fun.
I do. I love Space Force.
I know. And okay, so I saw like one of those gotcha YouTube videos the other day of this guy going around and saying, "What is the Space Force?" And no one could explain what it is. And I realized I also could not explain what it is, but I do think that it's fun. And if that makes me a sheep, I guess, bah.
Yeah, no, me too. Do you see that Purdue and Tyson have found the culprit for the chicken shortage?
And it is?
Lazy roosters who don't have the libido anymore.
Oh, my goodness. They're going through the same issues as human men.
Right. Right.
Hey.
No, there's like this big story that
know,
like.
I know. We talked about it.
They're just like you guys.
Like these schlubs I'm surrounded with all day.
Oh, that really hurt.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just building on the joke.
Had a weird
Lazy
moment today.
Lazy roosters, eh?
Lazy roosters. Yeah.
You know, not the roosters production.
Like, look, Tyson, shut up.
Yeah, maybe it's you guys just selling all this chicken all the time and setting like an unrealistic standard for the amount of chicken we should be eating. Could Tyson. Be
or maybe it's the
banquets.
Hens that are all of a sudden too good for the roosters.
That's,
that just,
that
you know,
could be it.
Acting like they.
Feminism made it to the hens.
So, Tony, I'm coming in today. I'm driving down Market Street.
Yeah.
Not very close to the studio, you know, probably 5-6 blocks away. Mm-hmm. And there is a young man 100 yards from me. And I said to myself, because I was alone, that's a Dave Klein right there. It's not Dave, but it's a Dave.
Kind of like there were multiple Andrews.
Multiple
all over
Andrews.
The city.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pull up next to this guy and I roll my window down. I'm like, hey, good looking. And, it was Dave.
It was the.
It was the Dave Klein.
It was me.
The Alpha Klein.
Yeah.
Taking a walk or?
Oh, I actually, so I'm really cheap when it comes to buying food at sporting events. So I don't want to get like anything, you know, some $12 hot dog tonight. So I actually walked down to Schnucks, got a sandwich for myself for tonight, and decided just to take a walk on the way back.
Okay, I missed that part. That's adorable.
What?
So you don't want to buy like an expensive hot dog in the Monster Jam.
No.
Are you going to, like, stick it in your pants? Can you? Isn't that illegal?
I'm going to probably eat it on my way over there.
Right before.
Yeah, yeah. Right before. I'm cheap.
And you're so cute.
I got to buy food for two kids, too.
I mean, get it.
And souvenirs. It's going to be over $100.
I don't think that's cheap, Dave. I think that's smart. Honestly. If you're going to be happy with the Schnucks sandwich, just do it.
Yeah.
Man, we do
got good sandwiches over there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, boy, they got good sandwiches at Schnucks.
Oh, boy, I like them. Sandwiches.
I like the torpedo sandwiches. Those rock. With the pickle on it, yes.
One of my favorite parts of going to the drive-in, back when we had drive-ins, was that we would like pop our own popcorn, take our own sodas, take our own, it's just, I don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
437, happy Friday, DGS on KMOX. Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Find all new delicious meals in the Schnucks Deli and order in advance using the Schnucks Rewards app. Man, I've been meaning to bring this up about Schnucks. So we always talk about the rewards points that you get every time you shop and you use your Schnucks Rewards app. Schnucks has made it possible now to donate your rewards points to different local charities. One of them being our friends at Operation Food Search.
That's so great.
So yeah, just like Google it, and there are really simple directions on how to donate those points to OFS or other charities in the area if you would like to.
That's such a great idea.
I thought that was really cool. And to me, it's like two birds, one stone. I love Schnucks, love Operation Food Search. Feed some hungry kids and hungry adults. Okay, a woman had 47 rabbits in her hotel room. She was living in a long-stay hotel in a Chicago suburb. She had three rabbits initially, one neutered male and an unneutered male and female. And, you know, rabbits did what rabbits are going to do. And a year later, she ended up with 47. Some of these rabbits were pregnant. She just completely lost control of the situation and needed help and finally called animal control. She didn't want to give the rabbits up or have them euthanized, so they've all gone to a shelter, and the woman was allowed to keep the one neutered rabbit.
Just her and the rabbits?
Just her and the rabbits in this long stay motel room.
There's more
in
to
Chicago.
That story.
What's that room smell like?
I think you know.
She did her best to care for the rabbits.
Oh, rabbits.
But she ended up being overwhelmed because, you know, there ended up being 47 of them in a motel room. Mm-mm. So good luck with your future endeavors with bunnies.
Then you talk to those chickens.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, no kidding.
I guess that was Zoo News. This is Zoo News, too. I should have hit that earlier. Up on the DGS blog now and on our Facebook page, have you guys seen video of the cat that jumped from the fifth floor of a burning building in Chicago?
Insane.
Tony Davey has seen this?
No. I have not.
It's up on Facebook now if you guys want to check it out.
Cats are incredible.
I can't believe you just said that. That made me so happy because Tony doesn't really like cats too
much. I don't,
but
they are.
Are you the one that said every cat attacks their owner?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, and when I said it, everybody said, well, yeah.
It's just part of what makes them great.
I mean,
so, yeah, there was a burning building in Chicago, and you can see this little black kitty up on the fifth floor, and he's kind of weighing his options and finally goes, you know what? What do I have to lose? I'm going to jump out. So he jumps, hits the ground, bounces for a second, and then was totally fine.
Totally
because,
fine.
As they say, cats always land on their feet.
I've never seen a cat, even when they make the odd mistake or misjudgment and they do kind of fall on their side a little bit, I've never seen a cat not recover
immediately
and be completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do some crazy
This one's
crazy.
This one was crazy because it.
I'm gonna go look at it right
it
now.
It jumped like Superman and stayed like that the whole time.
Yeah, well, because
did you say Facebook or the website?
It's on both, but Facebook's probably the easiest way to get to it.
Yeah.
Someone commented on our Facebook and said that when cats are falling through the air like that, they will kind of flatten themselves out in order to absorb some of the impact. Yeah. I mean, it still hurts them, which actually kind of makes it a little more awesome that
they're
so tough. Yeah, exactly. They just roll with it. So a spokesperson from the fire department, they were obviously out there trying to put the fire out, said, the cat went under my car and hid until she felt better. After a couple of minutes, she came out and tried to scale the wall to get back into the apartment building.
So the cat just walked away. Completely walked away.
Totally fine. Yeah, went and hid under the car and then thought, you know what? I left my kibble. I'm going to try to get back in there.
It bounces like 3 feet.
It's pretty crazy. Funny. And I think you can hear a faint little meow whenever it lands.
Oh, my.
Up on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page, go like our page if you haven't already done that. Have you guys seen there is this huge
video is nuts
kerfuffle over Pokemon cards? People are getting in violent fights. So Target is going to stop selling Pokemon cards in an abundance of caution. They will no longer sell trading cards from Pokemon or the MLB, NFL, or NBA. Because
I did not realize the sports trading cards were still a big deal.
Well, apparently over quarantine, they kind of got popular again. People have been looking for things to do. Millennials, Gen Xers are, you know, looking to the past and saying, I'd like to get back into that. But now it's gotten really competitive. You have cards going for hundreds of thousands of dollars. So in Wisconsin, a 35-year-old man was assaulted by four others in a fight over sports trading cards, leading the victim, who had a concealed carry permit, to pull out his gun during the assault. So this is just getting heated. It's getting out of hand. Target wants out. They're still selling the cards on their website, but they're not letting people do it in person anymore. Pokemon cards especially have seen a spike in their resale value.
I've seen that when I've been waiting for my orders at Target. Just people that are my age or older all waiting in line to get Pokemon cards.
Yeah, people will camp out all night for the new release. Or
what did Skip have? Remember? It's been a few years ago.
Magic
Skip
the
Weber.
Gathering, perhaps?
No, remember, he had like thousands of something. I thought it was Pokemon.
Maybe.
No, there's kids. Something different. It was something that kind of came and went, but he had thousands
is
of
it
them.
Pogs?
Garbage Pail Kids?
No.
I think it might have been Magic, the Gathering.
It could be.
Because those were popular with
but
some
he had
people.
Thousands and thousands, and he
that
sold
was
them
a game,
all.
And, though, right?
Yeah, but I think you could collect the cards. I'm probably totally wrong, and people out there are like, oh,
so is,
no girlfriend.
Is Pokemon itself super popular again?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Pokemon has.
It's never really faded.
Yeah. But the cards are going for a lot of money.
Have you ever actually, from just buying packs, built an entire, gone through the whole process of getting an entire set of 1 year's of
Planet of the Apes? So,
yeah.
Really?
So you've chased.
Oh, yes.
The wizard.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes. Yes, sir. And of course, there's always like Sergeant Urko chewing on the bone. There's one in the country.
Yeah.
Which keeps you coming back.
Yeah. You need one. You have 75 of one card. And
I also
just one.
That's my favorite gum.
Oh, it's so good in the baseball card packs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So stale and.
Yeah. My dad and brother always collected baseball cards growing up, and I could not have cared less except. When there was some bubble gum in that pack, it went to Rachel. So, yeah, be careful if you're around trading cards because people are getting violent. It's 2021 turning out to be almost weirder than 2020. Here's my final story here for headlines. A woman said that she won the California lottery. It was a $26 million ticket, but she unfortunately put it in a pair of pants and put it in the washing machine. Mm-hmm. So the ticket was ruined. She went to the gas station where she purchased it and explained the situation. They were able to find surveillance video showing the woman buying the ticket. The lottery
that
is...
count?
Well, it's being investigated. The lottery is investigating the claim. Well, I don't think it will be. Lottery officials say someone who believes that they are a winner must complete a claim form. But if you lose a ticket, you have to provide evidence that you owned it, including a photocopy of the front and back of the ticket.
Yes.
I don't know why you would have that and not the ticket.
And you know what? Call me an ass. I don't feel that bad for her. If you're here to buy a ticket, I buy lotto tickets all the time. I put them in my jeans. I forget about them. This could happen to me, and it would suck, but it would be completely 100% on me.
I wonder if it's a situation where she always bought the same numbers, so she knows. Yeah. I mean, what a bummer that is.
Usually they announce it. Maybe she realized, like, oh, I bought a ticket at that.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we're not sure it's the winner. That's a good point.
Didn't Missouri just change something where you don't have to say who you are if you win?
Oh, I would be for that change.
I've always thought,
yeah, good. Because not every state does that. Missouri always did.
Yeah.
If they change that, that's good.
Welcome back, guys. 453 DGS. One of our co-workers and buddies, Rob Kramer, is joining us now. Something weird just happened to him outside the studio. What was that?
Yeah, about an hour ago, I was walking around Soldiers Memorial Park, the museum portion, up on the steps, and I heard some yelling at the small park just south of the memorial, and there was a group of people kind of hanging around there, and they were yelling at a woman to give them something back, and then all of a sudden, these two guys like violently pick her up and throw her to the ground, and the other guy picked her up and threw her to the ground and trying to grab something away from her, and I decided I should probably call 911 because I'm witnessing an assault happening, and was on hold with the downtown police 911 for 5 minutes and 15 seconds before they answered.
Man.
5 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's
I couldn't
incredible.
Believe it.
It really is.
Well, we heard a lot during the mayoral debates, apparently dispatch is working with like Windows 7, so everything's really slow. So I think if there's any calls ahead of you, you're kind of you're going to be waiting like that.
So
I live in the city and I see people on Nextdoor and Facebook all the time complaining about the slow response times. And it just seems to be something that needs to be fixed as soon as possible, because you wonder how many things like this happen on a daily basis that never get taken care of because you
people
can't get
up.
Anyone on the phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's literally like, because you just explained it to us off the air, it's literally like calling an automated customer service line.
Yeah.
For some, you know, your cell phone company or something.
Yeah.
They
go,
next person.
It was probably 30 seconds into the call and there was a recording and I thought I was going to have to leave a voicemail. Never happened to me before.
Wow.
Calling 911. And it said, this is the downtown St. Louis dispatch for 911. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order in which it was received. Please hang on. And then know, about 10 more rings, and then that same recording again, another 30, 45 seconds later.
It took five minutes and 15 seconds.
I looked at the call log right when the dispatcher picked up finally, and I wanted to see how long it had taken. Yeah.
That's like, I'm not saying this like, what a shame. Like, that's a shame. That's a shame on our city.
It is.
And
it's an embarrassment.
How under any administration can that be allowed? You know, didn't we just get like $500 million in COVID money? Well, I know where the first million should go.
Well, they just took $4 million away.
How are you doing Windows 7? I don't even know what Windows 7 means. I just know it's bad. Like, how does anyone allow that? How do you spend $1 on planters when it takes 5 minutes to get 911?
Yeah.
I think the saddest thing for me, Dave, was while I was on hold, after about a minute, I realized, well, we're very close to the jail and the police center and City Hall a couple blocks away. So I said, I might as well just walk there and in hopes that I'll see a squad car driving down Tucker or something like that. And I got all the way to the jail by the time that the dispatcher answered. I walked back to the memorial to see if maybe it was still going on, and I ended up getting a call back. For those of you that haven't made a 911 call recently, I'm also a city resident, Rach, so I have called 911 more than my fair share of time over the past couple of years here. They send you an alert right away that say, if you've ever blocked a phone number on your cell phone, all numbers have been unblocked so that the police can call you back to try to understand what might have happened. So by the time I got back to the museum, I got a call from a local number, and it was the dispatcher that I had spoken with. And they said, yeah, we've had a couple squad cars drive by and we're not seeing anything happening right now. And I said, well, with all due respect, it's been 20 minutes since I initially called. And
she's assaulted.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. She's gotten herself away.
Yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't last more than a couple of minutes.
Yeah. And I just, it was
terrible. That's why time is so important.
Yeah.
When it comes to police
response.
We're
down to like 300,000 people now, maybe less. Just 2 + 2. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.